we gravitate toward images that condense everything that's possibly important about an event into a particular visual depiction. Now, of course, that work of condensation is very difficult to achieve. We can never really capture everything. So the question really is, how much does an image reflect the memorable, the contested, the consensual, the difficult impulses of a particular event? And what that means is that often the events that are depicted through images, whether they are war or terror or assassinations or natural disaster, tend to be very formulaic. They tend to offer us scenes that we've already seen before, scenes that we can easily understand what it is they're depicting, scenes that tell us very quickly and very economically what it is we need to know about an event. So, for instance, natural disaster, we tend to get very large images of large-scale, widespread structural devastation that convey in a very clear economic depiction the extent of pathos, the tragedy, the lives lost, the future that has been dimmed for so many.